The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Bobby Ingram, Curtis Dennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't with it. A trusted source for the news. Seven night for Hallison, it is you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another 79th in Hallis. It is your boy Flows, Flows Andolini on Twitter. Here with Scott, Barb Chair Scott on Twitter. Bears lose 27-24 to the Atlanta Falcons. We are recording live from
Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta, Georgia, which is 25 minutes with no traffic outside of Atlanta.
It's 35 minutes outside of Atlanta.
With no traffic, it's 25 minutes because it's only 25 miles.
Which you only have no traffic early in the morning.
The Bears have lost every game ever. The Bears have lost, I don't know how many in a row. I want to say four.
I think it's been four. Last game they won was the Patriots game. And that was a couple days before my birthday. My birthday was about a month ago.
That sounds about right.
It was literally the Monday before my birthday.
They beat the Texans, lost to the Giants, lost to the Vikings, lost to the Commanders, beat the Patriots, lost to the Cowboys, lost to the Dolphins, lost to the Lions, lost to the Falcons. So four in a row. They have not won in what will be a month. Will not win. They would have to beat the Jets to even have a calendar win in the month of November. So it's not a good time right now for the Bears. That being said, the last four games, this is the most points they've 29, 32, 30, 27, 24, compared to the games before that when it was 33 points if you include the Patriots. So past five games, you're looking at a pretty solid average. Before there, 7, 22, 12, 23,
the usual 10, shit you used to seeing in Chicago 19. Bears.
So you're getting more offense out of the Bears, but at the cost of zero defense coming from the Bears as well. Justin Fields hurt his shoulder. He was in some serious pain. He was grabbing it any chance he got. when we were outside of the locker rooms before we went in, Justin went on the cart to go to, I'm sure, their medical area so he could have his x-rays done. They said they won't know till Wednesday. It's cap. The x-rays is already done. The x-rays happen very quickly. But I'm sure they want to have a closer look at the shoulder. They want to do
team doctors look at it.
They want to do some more tests on his shoulder. Give him a day to rest it, because if it's just a sprain, perhaps it'll feel better in the morning. So I can get that, but I know those results are probably already available. But the Bears are in an interesting place where they have how many games left? They have one, two, six. Six games left. Your bye week doesn't come until after the Packers game. And they're going to have to figure out what's going on with Justin, because he still needs these six games for development.
Yeah, I think that, first of all, happy early birthday to you. So you're old,
I'm
man.
I'm too tired to even care about my birthday, but yeah.
You should always care about your birthday. Anyway. But, yeah, man, my thing is this. I was upset about this game. Not because we lost, because, like I said, I don't give a shit about wins or losses in this season. I care about – I'm watching in real time his phone go off, which is a 7-9 Hallis staple. But – I just didn't like how Luke Getsy did that whole second half. And when you see Justin was showing signs of being in pain the first two drives before that, the drive before the last drive, and you're continually running these designed runs. And I think the difference between these designed runs in the last couple weeks, maybe I'm tripping, but it kind of felt like a lot of them were just straight up the gut. And I don't like that. That's prime get your quarterback killed, which doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Then Justin leads a drive to tie the game, at 24-24, after doing a whole bunch of shit that he shouldn't have had to do because wide receivers weren't getting fucking open and the offensive line weren't fucking blocking for him. And this tell you how bad the offensive line is, because the fucking Falcons defensive line is not good. It's not. It's one of the worst in the league. And that was something that the Bears were hoping to, you know, expose, I guess. But we're seeing just how different this line is without Tevin Jenkins. And, you know, all the different – remember all the scrutiny that Tevin Jenkins came into the season with in preseason and training camp. And now he's a very important cog, probably the best offensive lineman the Bears have right now. And you're seeing it was just a lot. It was a lot. But that final drive really, like, pissed me off, because it's like you're down 3 points. You have, I think it was like a minute 47 left. Why are you running a design run on the first play? Throw the fucking football. And I feel like, and I'm not fully mad at Getsy, even though I think he did. This was just mind-boggling stupidity. I think what fans need to understand, and you know, because we see this every day, you know, every week. And, you know, I don't want to be going off on fans every week. But, you know, because they're fans, you know, you don't want to see these type of things happen. But at the same time, you have to practice patience. You got to understand what Justin's working with. You got to understand what Eberflus is working with. You got to understand what Getsy and Alan Williams are working with. It's not much. Poles didn't give any of these guys really anything to use this year. And, you know, we can sit up here and you know, talk about Getsy had a bad game. And he did. Getsy had a bad game. I thought Eberflus had a bad game. You know, he gift-wrapped them 3 points at halftime with that dumbass 56-yarder, which made zero sense to me. So it wasn't his best game. He's a rookie coach. Getsy's a rookie offensive coordinator. We have to have them on the same learning curve as Justin Fields. And there's multiple things I had, a, you know, issue. And it's like, you know, I see some Bears fans, some media too. And, you know, and I try to tell myself too, you know, we're media, but we're also fans. Like, well, I'm not going to be arguing Justin every damn week when you read bullshit headlines like Justin Fields interception sinks Bears. Like, what game did you watch? Sinks Bears? He just tied the game, and then defense gave up, you know, the money the next play, which they do all the time. And so I just didn't like the plays, and you're putting your quarterback in messed up positions. Justin told us in the post game that he was cramping up all fourth quarter, and you're continuing to run this kid.
It cramps up.
Let me finish my rant. You know, and you know, so that didn't make any sense to me. And you, of course, he's gonna be tired because he didn't run this much in college, so he's running a lot. And we all knew when the schedule came out this year that the week 14 bye week sounded like a death sentence, and you're dealing with that right now. And you know, his shoulder didn't look good. But it's just one of those things where it's just like it's frustrating because I think what I'm frustrated is I don't want Justin to miss any time. Because like you just said, he needs these games. Like I saw a couple people tweet and say, oh, we should just sit him down for the rest of the season. No, that's stupid. Like you should not sit this kid for a month and a half. Like, well, what sense does that make? He's not developed by any means yet. Like, has he been showing strides? 100%. He's looking good. He's looking great. But he needs to get better. You know what I'm saying? And these six games, pressure-free six games, by the way. I want to say that because next year that shit's going to be gone. So pressure-free six games, you need all the reps you can get, man. So I'm really hoping that, like you said, maybe it's just a sprain. Maybe he's sore. Maybe he wakes up tomorrow when he's in his own bed and he's feeling good. Maybe he does play on Sunday. I don't want to see Trevor Siemian versus Zach Wilson. So I want to see, you know, what's going to happen. I'm looking forward to seeing what they say on Wednesday. Like you said, it's cap. You know, I'm pretty sure they know what the results are already, but they're not going to tell us. And I actually think we're going to know before Wednesday. I definitely think you're going to see Ian Rappaport or Adam Schefter tweet before that. You know, I don't think it's going to be something we have to wait that long. But it's just one of those things where it's just like it's a long season, and the only thing you have to watch is Justin Fields. I'm really hoping he doesn't miss a lot of time if he does have to miss time.
It's interesting because when I look at Justin Fields over his entire career, Scott's checking the upload of our video on this terrible hotel Wi-Fi. But when I look at Justin Fields in college And now, Justin has about 130-something rushes right now for over 830 yards rushing and 7 touchdowns. And his best year, which was his sophomore year, first year at Ohio State, Justin Fields had 484 yards, 137 attempts, 10 touchdowns rushing. So the attempts he's getting close to were his max that he's ever ran in college. So 137 attempts is not a small amount. He ran a lot in college. Did he have as many breakout runs as he does now? No. He averaged about 3.8 yards on the ground that year. I think the next year he may have averaged 5. This year, of course, Justin Fields on the ground is averaging 7 yards a carry. So he's doing something ridiculous. But part of rushing, it's part of who he is as a player to utilize his legs.
Yeah.
That being said, Justin Fields was a person at Ohio State, and I remember his first year vividly, he passed for 3,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, threw 400 attempts that year. He by far is the pass-first quarterback. This entire year, he has 207 attempts. So he threw more in college in 14 games he did in college in his sophomore year that he's doing this year. He does not have a lot of attempts this year at all. He had 270 attempts his rookie year.
What is his most attempt? What's his most thrown attempts this year? And I think a lot has to do with Getsy knows this offensive line isn't good.
27 versus the Commanders. No, Miami last week, 28. Okay. Not last week.
That's not a lot.
The week before last.
Today's NFL.
No. He hasn't eclipsed 30 one time this year. He has to throw more, but at the same time, I can understand Getsy's issue with that because he doesn't have time.
Yeah.
And when I look over his the most he's thrown was 39 attempts in the week 15 matchup versus Minnesota.
He threw it 39 times?
26 for 39, 285, 1 touchdown.
What week was that?
Week 15.
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
Was that at home?
Yeah.
That was the game where it was a super low scoring.
Yep, 9-7.
He got hurt in that game.
Yep.
Okay.
Didn't play the next two, and then the last one, they elected not to play him because didn't matter.
Yeah.
So, in the last year, Bears stunk last year.
Duh.
So, you know.
Better than this year.
Huh?
It was better than this year. I don't see another win on this schedule.
So, you get to the point that you're at now. It's not that you're at a crossroads, but you have to think to yourself, what are you trying to accomplish with this unit? Because this defense just stinks.
It's contender good. For the worst defense in franchise history.
Even if you try to blitz, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're not getting
there. There's no pressure up front.
there's no pressure up front whatsoever. And there's no reason to, you know, it's just bad. And it's just going to be bad for the rest of the year. The Bears, in order for them to win, have to put up 40.
Yeah.
To win. I mean, you're having games right now where they're averaging around 28 points a game.
Yeah.
A good team, that's enough to win easily.
And today, there was opportunities for them to score 30 points. There was a lot of bad penalties. And, like, when I see a center get a false start, like, you the nigga that's snapping the ball. Like, Sam Mustafa, he's got to go. Like, don't he got, like, a burner account with, like...
one of his parents or something.
And I get it. You got to protect your kids. But it stinks. And it's like... It's just shit. That's just like it's gonna sound like I'm caping for Luke Getsy because I do think like that's the easy thing for Bears fans to attack. We gotta attack somebody. Whose fault is it?
Yep.
And like I said, Getsy did not do good today.
No.
I think this entire coaching staff as bad as defense was today, and they were terrible. They were like third on my problem list today.
Yeah.
And so Eberflus, I feel like he got out coached. But this is what happens when you're coming with a rebuilding team. And that's why I feel like if you're a Bears fan, and I know we all, you know, want that. We look at the Tankathon. Shout out 312 Darius. He's one of the funniest followers on Bears Twitter. He be having me dying laughing with his in-game tweets. you know, to take shot at Darius. But it's like, the Bears are going to get a top five pick at the absolute worst.
Right now, with the Raiders win over the Broncos, Broncos stink. The Bears are drafting third.
Yeah. And if you look at the schedule, you got the Jets this week. And nine times out of ten, even if Justin does,
the Jets can't put up points. That's the only
even point. If Justin does play, they're gonna lose that game.
They're gonna win.
Who, the Bears?
Yeah. Well, no matter if Trevor Siemian play, they're gonna beat. The Jets are terrible.
Justin's not a terrible team. Their quarterback is terrible.
The Jets are awful. They had more points than completion.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
They're not good.
Yeah, I said the offense
is bad. Zach Wilson came out and got even terrible. They can't put up points.
The offense is bad. The team is not bad.
The Bears are going to win.
I don't think so.
The Bears will win that, and that'll be the last win they have for the rest of the year.
I mean, the Bears are eventually going to – they're not going to go on a 10-game losing streak to end the year.
They definitely could.
They could. Yeah. I don't think they will, but they could. I don't think so. But so it's not out of realm possibility for beating the Jets. I just don't think they will because the Jets have a really good defense. Jets have a really good running game. They just don't have a quarterback. If the Jets had Justin Fields, they would be really good.
Yeah.
The Jets are a good team. They just don't have a quarterback. What have we seen this for? It's a Chicago sports fan. So my point is you got the Jets after that. Then you got the Packers who, until you actually beat the Packers, I'm going to count that as a loss. And as bad as Aaron Rodgers has been this year. One thing he can do is score on these niggas. So, then you got the bye week. And then after that, you got the Eagles.
Yeah.
You're going to lose that game. Then you got the Bills. You're going to lose that game.
Yep.
Then you go on the road, last road game. It's Detroit. You can win the game. You should have beat them last week. And then, like, next week after that, it depends on how close the number one seed race is. Now, Minnesota lost there, and they like a game and a half behind Philly now. But let's say Philly drops another game or two. If it's close, they're going to play their starters. Remember, there's only a one first-round bye with the Super Wild Card. But if not, then you'll play the backups. So, the thing is this, like, I'm just really – I want Justin to play.
Yeah.
I hope that when I get to Hallis on Wednesday – that Fluce tells us it was just sore. He's going to practice day, limit capacity. He's going to practice limit all day. And then on Friday, we see he's in practicing in full. And then he plays on Sunday. Now, it's the thing. If he plays on Sunday, it's got to go back to the play calling, what we're saying. Don't be having this nigga run consistently. I feel like, of course, we all love the designated runs. It's something that us as Bears fans, we've been begging to see. But I felt like, and I've shout out our guy Nicholas Moreno from CSGO. I felt like the designated runs were forced today. He said that a couple times during the game, and I agree with him. It didn't feel like a part of the offense like the last couple weeks. It's like, guess he was just like, well, nigga, it's time for a designated run. So they need to get back to the free-flowing way of the offense. And that's just really what it said. Like, as far as losing, I saw a couple fans, and I understand fans. If you're a fan, like, you wait for these games, of course you want to win. I'm not mad at you for wanting your team to win even during the tank season. I get that. But I don't want to hear the losing culture shit. 75% of these dudes are not going to be here next year. This is going to be such a completely different team when we are in Kansas City in April for the draft. It's going to be a completely different team.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear that. Like, that doesn't matter to me. I think it's just the number one thing we got Bears fans got to understand. Patience. You just got to get through the season. And honestly, Ryan Poles told us this shit. In his first press conference, we didn't hear what he was saying. But you just got to get through this season. Six more games, and then you got free agency, Then you got the draft, and then next year is when expectations hit, and that's when every game will. We just got to weather the storm right now and just hope that Justin can play because he needs these 6-game reps.
Yeah, it's interesting because patience is not something that is prevalent in today's society, so I don't expect it to happen.
Especially sports.
Especially sports. Because first is when Tennessee, we're talking college football, went on a little bit of a run, beat Alabama. Jalen Wright had like 6 touchdowns, something crazy. Somebody said, "Oh man, we got to get him on the Bears. He the next dude." I was like, "That's his first great game this year." No, right now
Jalen who?
Jalen Wright, I think that was his name.
What position is he?
He's a wide receiver, okay. Tennessee. And I thought to myself, no, like this. It's his first good game all season. What are we talking about? Why would I Jalen Hyatt. I was like,
I know who Jalen Hyatt is.
I was like, Jalen Hyatt. Now, Jalen Hyatt has had a solid season.
I was one of those guys who said that and you was like, chill out. But I don't watch college football, so.
I'm trying.
I just saw him smoking cigars with Peyton Manning. I'm like, he must be cold.
Alabama, that was a 207.5 touchdown game. 207.5 touchdown game. He's had one good game after that. Everything else, 63 yards, 58 yards, 28 yards, 63 yards. Pedestrian, but he had an incredible 207-yard game. And you look at that, you think, oh, man, this is the guy that I want. But if when you look at something like Marvin Harrison Jr. and you go over to his stats and you look at what he's done, you see a lot more consistency across his whole entire thing. But that one splash game Jalen Hyatt had might propel him to a first-round pick because that's just what happens in today's society. It's like what you did. What do you do for you recently? Because the 2 years before that, Jalen Hyatt had like 200 yards receiving each year. But this 1 year, I think he's sitting at 1,900, something like that, because he's had splash games. And I think to myself, that's just not enough to determine who a player is. It takes time. It takes time.
That's football in general.
Not Jalen Wright. It's Jalen Hyatt. Just to specify. Yeah. So it takes time to develop who a person is. I mean, look at freaking Geno Smith. It's so weird because he's a good quarterback this year.
And you know, it's funny thing. Somebody, he was actually, he had 1 year in the Giants. I forgot Buddy who got fired. Geno had a good year, and he was set up to be the starter the next year. And remember they benched him so Eli could have his last year. Remember, Eli was hurt, and they brought him back. And then he was ready to start again. Remember, he got punched in the mouth by his teammate. So it's like, Geno kept having these false starts, but it's like as a quarterback, bro. And I think it's something that Bears fans don't understand because we ain't never had one. A quarterback is a very tough position because even when you're great, you're gonna have games where it's a tough position to play. Look at Josh Allen right now. Josh Allen is struggling right now.
Yeah,
he was whooping the earth's ass the first two months of the season.
He's sitting on 21 touchdowns and 10 picks. And 2,900 yards. For reference, he had 36 touchdowns, 15 picks.
Last year, yeah.
And if he's continued what he's continued, he'll eclipse 15 picks in two more games.
Yeah.
Because the past three games he's had six interceptions.
Yeah. He had two.
Two picks a game.
Did he have any today?
No.
He had two last week. Yeah, two last week, and he had two the week before that.
And two more.
And two week before that. And he had some fumbles. So it's like, it's a tough position. And you were saying this on the way back from the game. If you look at offense and quarterbacks across the league, outside of Patrick Mahomes, ain't nobody scorching earth right now.
No, nobody's having a really spectacular.
I think Justin Fields is in the top 10 quarterback. I mean, passes thrown, touchdown passes.
Justin Herbert has 20, has 14. Justin Fields has
13. And this thing, too, with hybrid quarterbacks, and this thing about hybrid quarterback, we need to change the way. And shout out to Lawrence Holmes and I forgot who it was Dan Bernstein on the score when they said we need to change the way we grade these new era quarterbacks. Justin Fields has 20 total touchdowns already. Like, let's think about this. He has 20 total touchdowns already. The NFL Twitter tweeted it during the game.
Justin will be tied for 11th with passing touchdowns.
Okay, but 20 total touchdowns with 8 interceptions and. If you look, remember, they tweeted during the middle of the game. We had the rushing touchdown. I think it was like second quarter. He scored 10 touchdowns in 10 quarters. Like, that's insane shit. And he's not fully developed yet. He is 4 years away from his prime. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing that, too, is just like you said, patience. I know sports fans, I'm going to be real. I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah. I want the Bears to be good now.
Yeah.
You know, but you just got to be patient. I've waited this long to have a quarterback. We've mm-hmm. all waited this long to have a quarterback. Now it's time to groom them and surround them with the best things.
And also, you got
to
realize, like, these coaches are not inhuman, and these coaches are not just geniuses who always make the right decisions. I'll never forget what they did to RG3. It annoys me.
Mike Shanahan ruined his career.
Mike Shanahan ruined his career. Yeah. And I don't know Mike Shanahan personally, but I have no respect for him because RG3 was phenomenal his rookie year.
His rookie year was crazy.
And then Mike Shanahan, no trust in RG3 for some odd reason, ruins who this person is.
Remember it was that Seattle playoff game when they played him through the injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruin him and then loses trust in him, loses faith and doesn't put the offense behind him, and now, you know, he didn't get to live his potential. Whereas the first year, he gonna be that guy.
Yeah.
He was the perfect mix of running pass.
Him and Andrew Luck both had great rookie years.
You know what I'm saying? Perfect mix of running pass. And Andrew Luck, his career was ruined too because he was beat up too much to the point. He's like, I can't do this no more. Yeah. He's happily retired.
I thought he was gonna come back after like a year.
I did
that
too.
Man is not coming back.
Never coming back. I thought Calvin Johnson was gonna come back one more year after he said it. But then it's a
lie. Yeah, we played in Detroit though.
And so these dudes can ruin quarterbacks fast. They can do things like Deion Sanders coming back to the Ravens when he was old. I'm sorry, you should never brought him back. It was a waste. There's a roster spot that could have been used on a young player.
True.
It was stupid.
But he's prime and he had 8 interceptions.
No, he did not have 8 interceptions. He had like 3.
I thought it was like 6.
No.
Can we go with this?
Sure. And so you're looking at something like that thing is like, oh, well, you know, it was cool that he did it. No. He should have never, ever. As soon as I said his stats, it went to baseball stats. Sorry. It was something that never should have happened. And this is why I say that to say these coaches are mortal. These coaches make bad decisions.
I mean, there's a coach every week in the NFL making a monumental mistake. Like, everybody's not Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick does some stupid shit that we see now without Tom Brady. That Tom Brady's not there to mask his deficiencies. But one thing is a quarterback, quarterbacks are going to fuck up.
Yeah.
What was the biggest, like, Peyton Manning, and I know I hate bringing up, because I say this all the time, but obviously Justin's playing way better now than Peyton Manning did earlier in his first 2 years. But remember the thing, Peyton can't win the big one in the playoffs. And that's going to be the next thing. Once Justin gets to next year when the games actually matter, it's going to go from, okay, yeah, we know this kid can play, but can he win? That's going to be the next thing, and it's going to be continued. The great franchise quarterbacks keep knocking off the new things that come to them. For 10 years, Brady's never going to win a Super Bowl. From 2004 to 2014, I remember that shit. He's never going to win a Super Bowl again. He's not the same guy. It's going to be the next thing.
It's always something. There's always a different mountain to climb. There's always a different thing to do. But I say that to say, like, for instance, like Taylor Heineke finally won the starting job for the Commanders. I thought to myself, why didn't he have it in the first place? He threw for like 3,500 yards last year and 20 touchdowns. And that's his first starting
Taylor
year.
Taylor Heineke has been decent since that Super Wild Card bubble game against the Buccaneers.
That's what I thought. I was like, what are you doing? Let him play.
Because they keep thinking Carson Wentz has anything left in him.
And that's why I say, like, coaches make decisions sometimes based on names, sometimes based on a whim, and it's stupid.
That's why Frank Wright got fired. Because I know Matt Ryan is not good, but he's better than the nigga they tried to put him over. Like, it's just stuff like that. And there's a question I
have. So, I say that to say coaches are impatient. They'll make stupid decisions. But with Justin Fields, there will always be something that he did or did not do.
And also, he's a black quarterback, guys.
Yeah. You know, he'll always have a mountain.
There's always going to be something.
He'll have the mountain he has to climb. But look at Peyton Manning his rookie year. He threw like 28 interceptions.
Yeah, 26. I think it was his record.
It was the record. Yeah.
Jay
Cutler broke it?
He broke it. I think he... Did he? Hold on. No. His first year with the Bears, he threw, 26, 27 picks. He either tied it or broke it.
I know. His nonchalantness towards throwing picks is just still my favorite thing about it.
Used to piss me off.
I think it's one of the greatest attitudes to have toward interceptions.
No, I love this attitude. But him throwing picks used to just ruin me. Because you know the thing about J-picks? It was always the worst time.
It's true.
It's always the worst time. But how many picks was it? I think it was 26, 27.
The internet stinks, and so it's not loading up like I want it to load up.
But
it's funny. I see an article from, shout out, you know, rest in peace, Jeff Dickerson. I see Bears opt out for Chase Daniels is only QB behind Mr. Trubisky 4 years ago. Oh God, hell, projects.
The basically what we're talking about is your world, New York Jets fans. You know, and I know
26 interceptions.
26, yeah, he tied it. So this is the thing. Like, what do you think about the Chase Claypool?
I didn't finish my point. You cut me off all day.
My bad. Go ahead.
I'm too tired to interject as much, but it takes time to build up a young quarterback. It takes time for young players, period, to become who they're supposed to be. And no, Peyton Manning took 28 interceptions. It's rookie year. 26 touchdowns, 28 interceptions. And he constantly threw them at the end of the game. He was looking terrible. But what did the Colts do? They trusted him and they let him grow. Next year, 15 interceptions. Next year, he throws 33 interceptions. And then he's Peyton Manning.
He threw 33?
I'm sorry, 33 touchdowns.
I'm about then, to say, what the
then
fuck?
Then he becomes who he is. But then his fourth year, he was 26 touchdowns, 23 interceptions.
When did he like hit cruise control as Peyton Manning?
He in 2003. So that was 2003 like his is when he.
Fifth, sixth year?
That is his sixth year.
Okay.
6 year, 4,200 yards, 29 passing touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and then he just stopped throwing interceptions.
You want to hear my Tom Brady hot take?
No, but here we are. But so he stopped throwing interceptions. And that took him 6 years to enter his prime.
Yeah.
6 years to enter into who he is. He had some splash time before that, but it took him 6 years to become Peyton Manning. And then from 2003 to 2014, prime time, he's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And so it takes time for a QB. Justin Herbert is not at his peak yet. He still has to grow.
He's struggling.
The only person who's at their peak right now is Patrick Mahomes.
He's an alien.
Every what quarterback in the league right now is in their prime outside of that?
It's outside of Pat?
Yeah.
There's none. There is none. Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I was assuming Josh Allen would be, but then you see Josh Allen is struggling too.
Yeah,
so it's still going to take him some time.
Pat like 25, 26, shit like that.
Pat Mahomes is 27 years old.
Yeah, that's your prime.
So he's in his prime. And that's after, of course, he had to deal with that first year. He stole like 50 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Then the next year was, okay, I'm not throwing 50 touchdowns. I'm throwing 26 touchdowns. But then, okay, now I'm going for 38. Now I'm throwing 37. And I was like, all right, I'm clearly who I am. And that slump year was 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. That's only a slump for him.
That's wild.
That's only a slump for him. And so to wrap everything up saying, I'm giving Justin Fields time because I can clearly see it's there. But what needs to happen now, there needs to be a supreme investment in the offensive line. And a number one receiver. Because look at his touchdown to Darnell Mooney. Beautiful pass, perfectly thrown, especially considering Darnell Mooney was running out of real estate. On the right offensive side of the ball, Schofield and Riley Reiff, it was 4-on-5. Normal blocking pattern. They got blew up. Braxton Jones almost had a rusher come off the edge. Luckily, he got a pancake. Cody Whitehair held his block. Sam Mustipher chipped him. Sam Mustipher should have been chipping Schofield's guy. That's why I really don't want him starting. Always chips the wrong person. And that whole line got blew up and Justin Fields got hit as he was throwing that.
Yeah.
Like it's not good what's happening with his offensive line. You want him to sit in the pocket, but he had one play today where he had time to throw, but no receiver was open. So yeah. What is that? That lets you know is that but then you also have to think about the fact that defense is gutted. So right now, if you land that top three pick, it's time to start leveraging that for a team that needs a quarterback. I'm talking about you may have to give me three picks.
I don't know who's – I said somebody tweeted me like a week ago. It's a trade back, and I was like, no, best play available. But then I thought about it.
I'm trading back.
I thought about – I forgot about these teams who are going to be quarterback needy. And the Bears have so many goddamn holes that if you – let's say – the Bears not going to get the number one pick because Houston is – ass, but I think they can get as high as 2.
Yeah.
And if you're at 2, and one of you niggas need a Bryce Young or a CJ Stroud, even you don't want that nigga. But if you know get that, Poles better be like, I want a ransom.
It's rivalry week. We're playing the team up north. I wouldn't be shocked if they won.
College game day is coming to the for that game this week, too.
I wouldn't be shocked if, I mean, bear in mind, I think Michigan stinks this year. Sorry, I think the team up north stinks this year. I think they're fraudulent. They had, this is like the third straight game we haven't thrown a passing touchdown.
That's nasty.
They stink. They have a great run game, though. Great defense.
But, yeah, so it's like.
We finna whoop their ass.
But it's like, you know, it's just so many holes. It was like, yeah, if it's one of these QB needy teams, pick it a litter. And then you can have multiple first rounders. And you can go out there and you can get the offensive lineman. You can go out there, you can get you a D lineman, a couple D linemen. Because you this front seven, nigga, both lines need help. Like, to me, wide receivers dropped to issue number three.
Yeah.
Like, it's offensive line number one, defensive line number two, and then it's wide receiver.
Yep.
Speaking of wide receiver, what do you think about the Chase Claypool thing? Because I've got my take on it, but I want to hear your probably more reasonable take.
I still appreciate the signing because he's athletically gifted. You already had a second rounder, so like, I'm not tripping because you had one already. The Steelers were going to command a second round for him. If you gave him a third, you probably had to give him a fifth as well. So I'm not tripping that we have him. I think he can still be a 1,000-yard receiver and a number one receiver on the Bears. The issue is right now is that he has to become a primary target in this offense. Getsy can't throw him in like you're throwing in Dante Pettis. You have to start taking away snaps.
Cut from the Dante Pettis snaps, guys.
You got to start taking away snaps from Pettis, from Pringle. You need to start taking all the snaps down in order to get Claypool up.
Honestly, you got to take some of the EQs down.
EQ as well. Yeah. I want to see him be in the game 80% of the time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see him and Mooney almost every single play. That's just the truth. That is what I want to happen. And if that happens, I think he'll start to have much more opportunities. He's sure-handed. He's a big target. You know, in that last play where he's on a Darnell Mooney, I would love to see a drag route to Chase Claypool because he's 6'3" or 2".
Yeah.
He catches that because he's a giant.
And he makes unbelievable
catches. And when I saw him in the locker room, I'm like, this dude's big.
Yeah.
So he can make those throws, and this is where you want someone his size. So I'm not mad at the pick at all. It's just you can't – it's no more softness, no more ramping him up. No. Throw him in the fire.
Yeah, I don't care about the pick. My thing is this. Because you did trade for a pick, the point of getting him midseason was to get some chemistry between him and Justin. My problem is, like, just what you said. They're not making him a priority. It was two things that were kind of alarming to me when I was at Hallis Hall this week. When both Eberflus and Luke Getsy said that, oh, we're just, you know, we're having him part of the flow. Nigga, no. Fuck that. He is the flow.
Yeah.
Like, treat him like, do we know that he's the number one yet? No. He had a great rookie season.
Yep.
In a cool second year. You know what I'm saying? And he played with god-awful quarterbacks this year. But give him the chance. And understand, I'm not expecting him to know the playbook. He's not going to know the playbook this year. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to know the playbook at the end of training camp next year. That's when he'll know the playbook. But, nigga, just line him up. Be a more snap. Take away Dante Pettis. Take away some of them EQ snaps. There's a couple pointless Byron Pringle snaps. Give him those.
I'd take all the Byron Pringle snaps. Yeah. I don't care about anybody's there.
Take them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you have a nice little combination with him and Mooney. So I need to see more. And I was kind of disappointed because I thought that he was going to be more involved this week. And I just didn't like it. And like, they take a couple deep shots. Now, I know this requires the offensive line doing their jobs and blocking. I'm very aware of that. But I just want to see more of Claypool, man. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. No, I agree heartily. I know right now my thoughts are with Justin. He was in pain. You can see he's grimacing. I thought he was on the verge of tears. This was a pain it was. And you can see for somebody as tough as him, especially if you have been watching college football playoff semifinal when he took that hit in the ribs against Clemson and he went back in to play the hit that would have knocked that most people out. Here he genuinely looked hurt. When he was rushing, after he got injured, went back in the game, when he was rushing, he was grimacing as he ran. So I know he's in pain. I'm praying I don't think it's a broken collarbone. Broken collarbone, I would have saw him in a sling. He wouldn't have been able to move
that thing. He wouldn't have been able to talk at the press conference.
Exactly. So I'm guessing it's a severe sprain or a grade, whatever sprain it is. So I'm praying that he has a speedy recovery. But most importantly, he should be resting because this season's lost. You don't need to rest from here.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I tweeted too.
He could use the final four games just to ramp up and continue to build on the season he's having. I'd like to see him get to 20 touchdowns passing, building on something like that. I'd like to see him get to 1,000 yards rushing, 2,500 yards passing. And then when you bring in a talented wide receiver, when that offensive line gets revamped, not only through drafting but through free agency, when all that gets revamped, then he can say, okay, Justin has time to pass. And then I think you'll see the Justin that you saw at Ohio State, who he probably is not going to pass for 4,500 yards because he doesn't need to throw that many times because he has his legs. But he'll rush for 600, 700 yards a season, 3,000 yards passing. And I think that's what the Bears need. And so, you know, right now I'm patient because Justin has shown us enough. Over the past five games, the Bears have averaged 29.4 points. Bear in mind, the league high for points per game is the Chiefs, 30 points a game. Behind that is 27. So the Bears are averaging the second most points according to league average right now in those past five games. So they're giving enough offensive points for the defense to win. And that's a good – this was a good defense. The Bears would have won the last five games.
Easily. If it was even an okay defense, we'd have won the last five games. Three of the last five.
You know what I'm saying? And we would be like, Bears might be in the hunt for, you know, get a playoff
wild
spot.
Wild card, yeah.
Wild card spot. So I'm not tripping too much. In terms of, these, you know, the interception, no, he overthrew Demo. And he was right, yeah. He just overthrew him. Do I think his shoulder has something to do with it? No, I just think he was in a rush to get the ball off. If Demo didn't go up to catch it, it would have just hit the ground.
I just don't care about interceptions in today's game of football.
And in today's game of football, interceptions happen.
I don't care about interceptions.
The NFL changed with Elway.
Yeah.
Elway was a fucking turnover machine.
Yeah.
And then
Brett Favre, too.
And Dan Marino was he's just an anomaly.
Something he was like, this era type quarterback in the 80s.
It's not going to happen ever again. It was never going to happen in terms of being such an anomaly in the game. He was just
efficient.
It was ridiculous.
It's a shame that he didn't have a team.
His second year, he threw 48 touchdowns and 17 picks.
In the 80s.
1984.
He
threw for 5,000 yards.
You know how insane that is for 1980? That's insane now. But for 1984, bro.
But he also would give you 17 to 20 picks a year, but you didn't care.
It's my thing about interceptions. 15 or under.
I'm fine with 17. We got used to the careers of Aaron Rodgers, and even though he stinks now, Russell Wilson, where players don't have over 100. Like Aaron Rodgers just hit 100.
What about this, though?
Aaron Rodgers just hit 100 interceptions for his career. Just.
That's ridiculous. But I feel like if you give me 17 picks, you got to give me like 35 touchdowns.
Yeah, 35 or 17. I won't care.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, that's why in today's interceptions, I don't care. On top of that, Justin's going to give you like 10 rushing touchdowns.
And if everybody's like, we need to see him do better in these two-minute drills, this is the thing. If he does well in them, yes, ice on the cake. These two-minute drills don't mean shit. We're not going to be sitting here a year from now when the Bears actually have a shot to win the North. Like, oh, remember when that nigga didn't win in Atlanta?
No.
And we won three games? Nobody's going to give a fuck. No. So it's like that type of shit does not fucking matter. And shout out to Danny Parkins. He said something last week too that, you know how many times, there was a couple times last season where Justin drove down the field for either a game tying or go ahead field goal or a touchdown and the defense gave the draws up. So it's not like Justin can't do it. It's just, I feel like Bears fans and media, they're looking for little shit because we're not used to this right here.
Like success isn't a mountaintop. Success is... Wow, what did you even? There's those. I don't think there's a mountaintop for success.
I thought you were gonna bust that little finger. Chaos is a ladder.
No. You don't say, "Oh, I'm successful now," because I always thought it is, are you successful enough? You can keep going.
That's a good question.
Are you doing good enough? You can keep going. Even being a good person, there is more you can do. There's more you can do. I mean, I'm thinking of as a Christian and in my religious perspective, there's always more. There's always more. And so, you know, in terms of being a good person, sanctification, that whole thing, there's always more to give. And so right now for Justin, there's always going to be something. And that's what happens when you're good.
Yeah.
When you're good, there's always something. But right now, Bears fans, keep your eyes on the prize. I don't care about the result. Once the Bears tied the game, I was like, I don't care. And I stopped caring about it.
I just didn't like Luke Getsy putting him in harm's way. That was literally the only problem I had with
it. I think they thought, okay, now Atlanta's going to sit back in coverage, probably two high safeties. Maybe they'll, Justin said they're playing dime. We can use this to run around and get 10 quick yards. However, the Falcons playing some smart defense today at very fast.
I got to give their defensive coordinator, I don't know his name, but that was a nice defensive game plan.
Very, very good. I mean, They still scored 24 on them.
I mean, yes, but this is a team that's been putting up 30.
And, you know, and so you think, okay, I'm going to do that. But no, they held the edges and our tackles, the Bears' tackles weren't blocking. And they caught him easily. But, you know, I thought that play was good. But then the second was like, why is he running again? Now, I don't know if that was Justin's decision to run. And we just saw a late hit on Justin Herbert. And they called a flag. The late hits. So on Justin's second play, when he got, after the injury, he got hit. It's like, that's a flag. When he gives himself up, you cannot touch him. Yeah. It is a flag. Justin is not getting those flags. And I saw before the game, he was dapping up the ref. I wanted to say, if I was Justin, I'd be like, yo, you need to look out for me this play. And, you know, it's just a part of this game. It's just a part of the game. Justin is a great quarterback. He is as good as I said he is because I saw him at Ohio State. At Ohio State, I respect JT Barrett, Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace. Incredible years. Dwayne Haskins, I think, has the record. None of them look like Justin.
We've been following Justin since QB1 on Netflix.
None of them looked like Justin.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like this none of them looked like Justin. When Justin came, first play from scrimmage was a RPO that he took 50 yards to the house when he's at the shoe. I was like, oh, man, that's incredible.
Let me tell you, that touchdown pass Mooney was beautiful.
Beautiful play.
The pass to fucking David Montgomery, beautiful. And I don't know. We had debated about this on the second when it should have been the second Mooney touchdown. A lot of people said the Mooney stopped running the route. To me, it looked like it was just an overthrow.
I just thought it was overthrow.
I thought it was just an overthrow.
Yeah.
But either way, like he's coming along.
And see, this is the point where like we don't have to coddle him. It's overthrow. Right. Interception.
That's another thing I wanted to say too. Bears fans, we don't have to coddle.
We know he's good. We don't have to coddle.
We don't have to coddle, bro.
This is Mr. Trubisky.
If it's an overthrow, it's a fucking
I know
overthrow.
He's good when I look at Herb and Herb is like Herb Howard of the big, like, it's only a couple of quarterbacks who can throw that pass. Yeah. And Herb is a very strong critic for very good reasons. And he was like
good football mind.
Very good football mind. Highly intelligent dude. He'll call me Professor Flows, but he is just as, if not smarter than me. And he was like, because he can see it. It's incredible. He's an incredible talent. I'm not concerned with him. All I'm concerned is he gets
healthy. Remember throw the EQ? We were in the press. We're like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Throw the ball. And then he threw it. We were just like, this dude is silly. Like he's a fucking magician.
And you saw on the NFL's page, another week, another ridiculous Justin Fields play.
Yeah. Like, it's just Bears fans, this is the thing. And this same thing with me, too. What I tell you in the booth today, I'm still dealing with my Chicago sports PTSD.
Yeah.
To where it's like, I'm still kind of worried when the offense is on the field. And it's going to take a full season before I'm just like, nah, Justin got the ball, whatever. I'm going to sit there. Because I still got that. I still see Jay Cutler throwing picks and then going to the sideline and like wondering what the fuck he going to eat at Chicago Cut when the game is over. So I still got shit like that in my head. So it's just really just a growing process for everybody involved in the situation. You got your quarterback. Now it's time to build an actual team. That's what it comes down to. Now, as we wrap this up, what's your thoughts on Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
It's a lesser version of U.S. Bank Stadium.
Okay.
U.S. Bank Stadium is nicer, more organized. They're very – Mercedes-Benz was built before U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yes, by 1 year.
But I think their designs interior-wise are very similar. Mercedes-Benz, the Jumbotron is circular, so you can see it from every angle. It's ingenious, an ingenious design. The food was very good, even though they put a burger in a bag when you're supposed to do a chicken sandwich. It threw me off.
Didn't yeah, I was that. Pretty pissed about that. I thought
Yeah. The ice cream was trash, but I like the way it looks, even though I prefer open air press boxes where there's no.
I didn't feel like I was in the game.
Exactly. In Minneapolis, U.S. Bank Stadium, it's open air.
Same thing with Detroit.
You know, I can see everything. I would prefer that. So lesser version of U.S. Bank
Stadium. It's like Ford Field, because Ford Field don't have any glass either.
Lesser version of U.S. Bank Stadium.
So this was my 7th NFL stadium. This Sunday, MetLife will be number 8 for me. I loved it. As of right now, on my football stadium power rankings, it is number 2. Now, I will go to a Minnesota game next week. U.S. Bank looks incredible on TV, so I can only imagine how it's like in person. I thoroughly enjoyed Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I love the food layout. It was amazing. I ate way too much food today. First of all, I just love Atlanta. I just want to say I love this. Anybody who follows me on Twitter or any listening to my podcast, y'all know I'm not big on the South. But I love Atlanta, Georgia. This is like my 8th time here. Like, I spent a lot of my late college years in Atlanta. I thought I was going to live here for a minute. I love Atlanta. It's a great city, and I want to come back and spend more time, like longer time. We ain't gonna be here 48 hours. We finna be leaving in what, about 6 hours, nigga? Yeah. So, you know, but good trip. You know, a lot of Bears fans today. Shout out to Atlanta Falcons and everybody there for their hospitality, nice Southern hospitality. So yeah, man. Let's just hope we'll see. I'll be at Hallis on Wednesday. We'll see what the update is with Justin. Either way, New York City. I will be inside you on Friday. So Trevor Siemian, no Trevor Siemian. I'm ready to turn up this weekend. So got Thanksgiving coming. So happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. We appreciate y'all. Y'all tweet flows when y'all hit us. Just tell this nigga happy birthday, man. He might not care, but it's birthday, man. When you a black man in America, every year is a great one. So yeah, man. I think that's all we got for y'all today.
Indeed.